So
Wow.
I went in, and the person who usually does the contribution to the erotic column, I don't know what happened. I think the person fell ill or something, and they were out like severely ill for a while. And they were like, "Oh my God, you know, I have this deadline to meet next week. We need something to fill the column. What are we going to do?" And I'm like, "You know, I can do it." Of course, you know, everybody doubted me because this teenager in front of us talking about writing big people stuff, like, how are you going to do that? They doubted me, but I'm like, trust me, I can do it. And I said, okay, tell you what, I will go home, prepare my content, I'll send you the email, you vet it. If it is that you approve it, then fine, you can have it for, you know, however long you need it for the column, whether 4 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever. If you don't like it, then hey, but it doesn't take anything out of me to try, right? So I went home, I did my thing, submitted it to them, and guess what? They loved
Loved it.
it. But because of my age, though, I had a pseudonym. You
Right.
know, I was a minor, and you're contributing to an adult column, so
Yes.
I had a pseudonym.
You're listening to The Wet Spot, hosted by Passion Poet, a safe space for our tears, sweat, and sexuality.
Passionate Words Editing Services is a one-stop shop for all your editorial and authorial needs. We take your book from conception to completion, holding your hand all along the way. We provide manuscript preparation, several levels of editing, book formatting and typesetting, including cover design. And we even assist you in uploading your finished book to Amazon. At Passionate Words, we believe that words are a writer's currency. Let us help you spend yours wisely. Contact us today on Instagram at passionate.words.editing or by email at passionatewordsediting@gmail.com and let us start you on your journey today. Do you want to become a sponsor of The Wet Spot or to donate to help this Wet Spot go further? Well, here's how you can do it. If you want to become a sponsor of an episode or several episodes, you can hit me up at The Wet Spot Podcast, one word, The Wet Spot Podcast at gmail.com, and we can discuss how you can become a sponsor. If you want to donate a love offering or some just a gift to the Erotic Empire and the Wet Spot itself, hit me up in my PayPal. Just send something to paypal.me, that's paypal.me/eroticempire, one word, paypal.me/eroticempire, and just give a love donation. I would really appreciate it, and that will help the Wet Spot and the Erotic Empire go so much further. So thank you so much, and let's get wet. Are you ready to get wet? Welcome to the Wet Spot poetry segment. Let my voice touch you in ways that will make you curl and go, Yes, let's get wet. Chocolate dessert. Smooth, silky skin, slick, scented with desire, succulent. Makes me salivate at the sight of seduction, slightly wet, glistening. Let me part firm chocolate mounds, seeking strawberry center, seeing pink slits squirm under the scrutiny of my stiffened need. Stiff slides slowly into soft. Resolve melts as sensuality shines on chocolate skin. Sweat beaded, shimmering in soft light, as chocolate sways under satin sheets and strawberry scent creams. Dessert is served. Welcome to the Wet Spot interview section, where we expertly marry erotica and education. We connect with awesome people who have awesome stories. Let's get wet and get deep. Welcome to the Wet Spot. This is Passion Point for another week, and I've been looking forward to this interview for weeks. Because I have been following this person for a couple months now. I found her on YouTube first, and y'all know me, so anything that got to do with sex, I am there. And I found her, I don't even know how I found her on YouTube. But from YouTube, I started following her on Instagram. Then I realized that she was an author. So, you know, I had to have her on my show. Denicia Green, she is a Jamaican prolific writer, video content creator, YouTuber, all sorts of different things, all surrounding education and the sex, and you know that is what the Wet Spot is about. Lisa, how are you doing?
I am great, thank you. Excited to be here.
Yes, well, I mean, like I said, I have been following you for a while now. I've just been one of those silent followers that just like
right? follow everything. Well, that's follow good everything. To know.
Yeah, as a content creator myself, I know very well that, you know, you really want engagement, because you'd be like, do these people actually know that I exist? But yeah, not there are lots and lots of people who do follow who haven't actually said a word. But
I know, right?
Yeah, it's really annoying.
And
it's
you know how crucial that is too, because sometimes you're really wondering, am I boring my community? Do they find my content interesting? Like, you just don't know. You're just putting it out there.
Yeah, so for anybody listening to us, if you follow us, and you should be following us by the end of the show, make sure and drop a comment. You know what I mean? Drop a comment, drop a DM. Let us know that you're out there, because we need to know. It gives
us
a
sense. Yes, we do.
And so a purpose to let us know that, you know what, people actually do care. People are actually, you know, and it allows us to know what it is that you want us to talk about too. Sometimes I'm like, literally a week passes and I'm like, what the hell am I going to talk about this week? You know what I mean? So I'm just saying. Anyway, but this is not about me. Let us talk about Denicia. How? Yes, my love. Yes. How did you start writing in the first place? When did you start writing? How did you know that you wanted to write? What started you? You know that's the question that all authors get. What's your inspiration?
Right. Well, I actually started writing since high school, but at the time, you know, it was really just my passion. It was my form of unwinding. You know, regular kids would play and watch TV and all of that. For me, it was leisure. For me, was reading and writing. So that's where it all began. You know, like I said, it was It was just my way, a favorite pastime for me. But at the time, teachers encouraged me to, create a portfolio to have all my work placed in one book. You may never know what may happen. And then I think one of my English language teachers, what she did at the time, we have in high school, or we have like a specific newspaper geared towards teenagers at the time. So, it's just it's content for teens pretty much, and it was publicized weekly. So you would also have students submitting, their artwork or poems or stories, whatever it is, to the newspaper, and they'll distribute it to high schools across the island. So one of my teachers actually submitted a piece that I did in her class without my knowledge, without my consent, by the way, but it was neither here nor there. So the article came out, and students, I remember when it came out, students were like, "Oh, you're the girl in the newspaper. You wrote that story." I'm like, "What are they talking about?" Until I got my hands on the paper, then I realized what is going on, and then that's when I found out that, hey, this is what she did. She eventually called me into her office and told me that, that's what she did and whatever. But I mean, at the time, it was nothing to me, but it opened a whole new world for me. That one submission changed everything, because the company eventually reached out to me and asked me to become a part of their team because they really loved the content. So at that time, my stories were very subtle. So I was talking about the first kiss and, having a crush in high school, dealing with the loss of your best friends. It was subtle stories. I didn't get into the whole sex and the juiciness at that time. I never know nothing about that. I was only 14, So, yeah.
Well, that was awesome. Actually, well, that means you and I have something in common, because I started writing poetry at 14.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I started writing poetry at 14, and similarly to you, it was English language teacher, English literature teacher, who encouraged me in my writing. What I did, those who've listened to the podcast over the last 2 years would have heard me here who say this story a couple of times. But the typical story, you write a you got inspired, you go home, you write this thing, and then you go
Right.
to you slide up to the teacher like all shy and stuff, like, I wrote this, expecting him to write it and to read it and say, "Oh, that's nice," and put it down. My man
Right.
says, "No, no, read it to the class." And I'm like,
Oh. But hey, we have to give thanks for those people in our lives, because they pretty much just sow the seed and we
Indeed.
water it, basically. So
Indeed.
someone had to push us, right? We wouldn't
It's
be here
true. It's
today.
true. It's true. Well, definitely for anyone listening to us, you have the power to inspire a youngster, in whatever way, shape, or form. It doesn't have to be written, but those people see what those children are into and encourage them. My
Exactly.
older son, for example, actually both my sons are into art, but my older son has just finished his CXCs in art, and now wants to start a business, doing portraits and drawing people, for money. And the younger one is also he's into art as well to some extent. And so, hey, you don't know where these things could grow to, could open up to. If I could go back in time and talk to my 14-year-old self, if Denise could go out and talk to her 14-year-old self, you would never think that we would be where we are today. I guarantee it.
Definitely, definitely, definitely.
So my question to you then, obviously, okay, so let me, before I get there, the fact of the matter is, it started, they were very subtle stories, so they still had that element of romance and
Right.
first kiss from very, very young.
Right.
Well, yeah, my poems were more Christian at the time, and yeah, I actually, my first poem I actually wrote, it was actually the reason why it got so much attention, because it was a you know, one of those diss a diss track. It was some
Right.
basically what happened was I was just being silly, and I insulted everybody from the headmistress down to the janitor in that poem.
Oh,
And
wow.
so it was supposed to be humorous. So when everybody laughed and I got the response that I was expecting, I was like, oh crap, I could actually get this done, you know, and that's what really got me going. But so you had these feelings from 14. When did it start? I'm like, well, 14 years old. But when did it get all spicy? What made you start to get into the more erotic side?
Once again, another coincidence. So that same company, they had an adult section that dealt primarily with X-rated articles, graphic content, right? It's almost like
Let me cut you
what do you
just
call those magazines?
let me like you mean you mean the blues, the Penthouse and
No,
them kind of magazines?
it wasn't, it's not exactly blues, but it did have a section that had erotic stories. It's still
Nice.
a newspaper, but there's a particular segment, there's a particular column that's dedicated to that.
Are they still in existence? Because I won't go
No,
and look
no,
for them.
no,
All right, go
that didn't
ahead.
work. That didn't work. So it just so happened. So, yes, it's the parent company. So I went in one day, just to submit my assignment, because as I said, they asked me to become a part of the team. So I started, earning money. No, submitting articles weekly. I was getting paid. So
Right.
I went in, and the person who usually does the contribution to the erotic column, I don't know what happened. I think the person fell ill or something, and they were out like severely ill for a while. And they were like, oh my God, I have this deadline to meet next week. We need something to fill the column. What are we going to do? And I'm like, I can do it. Of course, everybody doubted me, because this teenager in front of us talking about writing big people stuff, like, how are you going to do that? They doubted me, but I'm like, trust me, I can do it. And I said, okay, tell you what, I will go home, prepare my content, I'll send you the email. You vet it. If it is that you approve it, then fine. You can have it for, however long you need it for the column, whether 4 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever. If you don't like it, then hey, but it doesn't take anything out of me to try, right? So I went home, I did my thing, submitted it to them, and guess what? They loved
Loved it.
it. But because of my age, though, I had a pseudonym. I was a minor, and you're contributing to an adult column, so I had a pseudonym. So I did that, and the feedback was good, and they would tell me, what the responses were like. And for me, it's just writing. I am not thinking about the fact that, hey, it's sex. I'm dealing with adults. I'm dealing with possibly thirsty men. I wasn't thinking like that at that time, right? So I was just having fun. I'm exploring. I'm having fun. So that opened my appetite, and I started making little jottings once again in my journal. And I moved on from that newspaper company, because it was no longer in existence, to getting another offer at an official magazine, where once again I was in charge of the sex and relationship column. But the funny thing is about all of this, I am here writing these kind of stories, these content, and I've never had a sexual encounter.
Well, I
But
can.
the world didn't need to know
Didn't.
that.
I totally understand that, because when I started writing erotica as well, no, I had not had sex at all. So I had actually, I had not had.
I started reading.
It's so funny though. It's so funny because I'm so detailed with what I'm talking about. You know, you would swear I'm some professional. You're wondering who is this person behind this name? When really and truly, I've never done anything. You know, if you follow my YouTube channel, I shared a story time on that too. You know, the first time that I actually revealed that, you know, it was a shocker. So that's funny. That was a good one. But
But
yeah, so you
go ahead.
know, I was doing that, and you know, once again from there, another door opened. So I decided that, you know what? I feel like I can put all of this in a book. You know, I've been doing this. I've been writing mini stories for a weekly column. Why not just compile everything in a book? And I did that, and then bam, my first erotic novel came to birth. So, yeah.
So what you're saying is the first one was Love, Lies, and Temptation. No, sorry, which one?
No, it was Lies, Sex, and Betrayal. Right.
Lies, Sex, and Betrayal. So,
Right.
and that was a compilation. That was a compilation of other short stories. Or you wrote specifically for the book.
No,
You get.
I wrote specifically for the book, but I took the inspiration, you know, from having writing short stories all this time.
Because
Right.
I just finished reading that book. I just finished
Ooh.
reading Sex and Betrayal, and all I'm thinking is, oh my God.
Love that.
And to be honest, and now to hear and now to hear that this was the first one, and I mean, I've already started the second one, and I could already see changes, changes in style of how the book was put out,
Right.
how, you know. So I can see that as I continue, there will be a progression of maturity and writing style. So I'm really, really excited to see it. But like, just like you've literally just. You know, you basically told me, you know, you started this young, and at this time, if I am already freaking out at the first one, and it's gonna get shit, I just can't wait. Oh,
I'm looking forward to your feedback.
but yeah, I mean, to be quite honest, it's amazing how you weave the stories together. I'm not gonna spoil it for anyone. If you want to know what I'm talking about, go and look for her on Amazon and go look for her and get the book yourself. But to be quite
Yeah.
honest, what I love is that the two main protagonists, they have separate stories that seem that eventually merge together. And although they're separate, you can see where they merge and they speak, you know, one is talking over the other one. And so they actually meet at one point in time and become friends, but the two stories are separate. It's like, this is amazing. Like, I'm damn, like, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I'm thinking, and the sex scenes, oh fuck, these sex scenes though. Yes. Ooh, as it
I can now walk the talk.
I
Oh
know
my.
what you mean, but I mean, but yes, these sex scenes. I'm like, yep. As a man and to an erotic writer myself, all I'm like, yeah. I'll say this. I'll say this. There's been point. There've been times that I've been reading books and I just decided to just have to. At the time, I had to put down and go and look for somebody to fuck because it was just that
Love
hot.
that. Love that. Can
So.
I tell you that's actually something that I aim for when I'm
Me
writing? If I am creating my content and I don't have to take a break because, listen, I'm messing with my own mind or I'm causing emotions and all kinds. Listen, if I'm not getting that effect, then no, I need to rewrite that chapter.
Exactly.
So I need to rewrite it. So that's actually something that I work towards.
Yeah, same
Yeah.
here. Same here. I say the same thing. When you write it, when you listen to my poetry, when you read it for sure, but when you listen to it, because I've heard over the years, people have said to me, it's like, it's your words are immediate, your words are powerful, but it's your voice, is your voice. They keep telling me about my voice. And so when I do read, or when I do drop a poem, if I don't hear you say to me, I'm wet, or anything to that effect, I'm like, okay. The worst thing you can say to me is that's nice.
Right? Like, nah. We're going for more than nice.
I know.
That's too mild of a word.
If you look at me and tell me that's nice, I can feel like I'm failed. go and hide in a corner for an hour or something.
Right?
Nah, that ain't what you're looking for. But so I'm looking forward to I'm looking forward to the rest. Like I said, I started the second one, so I'm trying to read them in order. Like I told you off air, I bought all four because I've been following you enough to know that, you know, it isn't a matter of dipping my foot in and seeing if I like this author. If I like this, And people, this one time, I wish my podcast was video, right? Because it looks sexy as fuck.
Wow. All these compliments.
You see, I'm real sorry that this is an audio voice. Maybe I do have I have my own YouTube channel, but I don't use it as much. I'm trying to open it up more. So maybe at some point we can do another one for YouTube. I don't mind doing that if you're okay with that. But seriously,
I'm okay with it.
Let me tell you, get it hot. The girl at heart, right? And but it is that when she decided she can show, like, she trying to sell the book, right? Which is understandable. But she can put on an Instagram video in lingerie reading the poem. What the fuck this girl doing to me at all, though? Like,
It's all in the brand.
Indeed.
All in the brand.
Believe me, I tell you, I totally understand. My naughty pose on my Instagram story is similar to that. I do the same exact things. I personally have not done Instagram videos like that, only because I need to find the aesthetic. I gotta figure out how to do it properly. I work from my bedroom, so like, that's the perfect place for y'all to get naughty with me, right? But I just need to find a way. I just need to find a way so it actually looks, you know, professional, like, and not, you know. So that's the only reason it's not been done. But yeah, but don't worry. From one artist to the other, you inspire me, and so I am definitely taking note and borrowing some of the things that I've seen, you know, it's amazing. It really is.
Wow. I never imagined that. Thank you so much. never imagined that. You see, you just never know who is watching.
You don't.
They're not commenting. They may not be liking, but they're watching.
And they may not be liking or commenting, but they're not pressing that like button, but they're definitely liking. That's the reason why they fought. You know, that's the reason why. How did you get, or I assume this is an expansion of the brand, but when did you get into the YouTube channel? How did that happen?
The YouTube channel started in the pandemic. So March next year is going to be my second year on YouTube. So what happened was, I decided that, so, you know, because of the pandemic, we have a lot of cancellation of events. So, you know, I can't do my pop-up signings or readings, cocktail and readings, that kind of vibe, you know, book launch. I can't have the intimate setting that I usually have with, you know, my community. So, because of that as well, mentally, I was affected. So I lost inspiration. I was just trying to navigate this new way of life, this new norm, this staying inside, you know, not being able to socialize. It was just a very hard time for me. So things that I love, I wasn't doing as much anymore. I was just trying to figure out, you know, what is next? What's happening? What am I doing? So while I am going through that, at the same time, I have a brand. I didn't want it to just die like that, you know. I wanted to keep my readers engaged. So yes, I may not be in the space to produce another book right now, but I still want to have their interest at heart. So when I do, you know, it won't be like I'm starting all over again. So I'm like, okay, let me create a little series then on Instagram. But then when I did the first episode, you know, my friends, they're like, you know, I think this is better than Instagram. You should put this on YouTube. This is great stuff. I'm like, really? I don't know anything about YouTube. For me, YouTube was just, you need to have professional cameras and equipments. And, you know, I was overthinking everything. So I'm like, I'm not cut out for YouTube. I don't know anything about YouTube. But anyway, I just put it on there and, you know, I'm like, let's see what happened. And I just kept putting stuff out there. I notice I'm going from 10 subscribers to 20 to 50 to 100 to 200, and the numbers kept growing. I'm like, 200 people, why would 200 people be subscribing to me though?
Well,
You
let me
know?
pause here. I'm here to tell y'all, listen to me. She talked about 200 people, right? Currently on the page, I'm looking at the YouTube right now, 1.72K. 1,720,000 people what are watching her on YouTube right now. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
It's
hold on. Wait. There are now 1,400. And 73 followers on Instagram. Okay, so while she's thinking about how many people, 200 people are at that point in time, you see what's happening now, right? People love your content right there.
Right? Trust me, what I'm saying, you know, I never imagined that. And yes, while I'm still a small YouTuber, I still think that's a large number, you know, especially with somebody with my brand. You know, it's much harder to navigate the space because, you know, everybody's doing the more family friendly content and stuff like that. So yeah. So for me to have that, you know, I'm like, all right, I'm doing something here. So I was loving that. People were once again engaging with me, and you know, I had their interests. I'm like, okay, cool. So while I'm doing that, you know, I'm still trying to get it together in the, you know, from the writing standpoint. So I still have them with me. So yeah, that's really how YouTube came about. And then I realized, like for me, as I said initially, it was all about just keeping my readers entertained. But once again, I realized that another door opened with YouTube because I was now putting myself out there for other brand strategies. So this was never on my agenda, but then you have adult toys, adult novelty companies who started reaching out to me. They wanted to partner with me to, you know, do review of products and stuff like that. I never saw that coming. I just want to interest people about my books and reading what's to come. I never imagined going into sex toys and all of that, you know?
Well,
So it's just been a whole journey.
I understand. You just answered the question I was going to ask because I was wondering how you got into the adult novelty toys. Because I just finished watching the Mary. I just finished watching the interview, the Mary review, the review on Mary. Yeah, I just watched.
Well,
So.
in all honesty though, even before being approached professionally, I've been an avid user of sex toys. It's something that I love personally. It's something that I've recommended to my friends. I'm always gifting to people because I think it's just such a beautiful way to explore your body, discovering what you like. I believe in masturbation and just knowing what gets you off because it makes it so much easier for you to help your partner to please you. You know exactly what you want. You know exactly how to guide them, that kind of thing. So I've always been an avid user of sex toys. So having brands reach out to me now, once again, about something that I'm initially passionate about, that only just sealed the deal.
Yes, I can imagine. Believe me, I can imagine. I'm currently trying. I've been trying. I wanted to do the same thing. I wanted to connect with sex toys and figure out a way to merge your sex toys with what I do. I guess it's a little easier for you because you actually use them. You're a woman. So you know.
But you do have sex toys for men. Don't get
I
me
guess.
started now.
Yeah, well, I should get you started because that'll prolong the interview a little bit longer. But yes, I guess you're right. You're right. But the one thing I liked about the channel is the description. A platform used to educate and entertain viewers as we explore the uncomfortable truths about sex and relationships. Other content explored include try-on hauls, product reviews, life hacks, etc., vlogs, and just about anything involving love, life, and spicing things up in the bedroom. I love that. I love that. I love that for multiple reasons. I love it because I am passionate for it and I love anything to do with sex. I love it because the erotic empire, the brand under which I do my own stuff, is also about education and the wet spot itself. And the wet spot itself, I say that it's a merging, a marrying of erotica and education. So my goal is always, yes, I want you entertained. Yes, I want you to be turned on by my voice and my words, because I always do a poem. I always do a poem before I go into the interview. So you'll get a chance to actually hear some of my work, and stuff like that. But it's always to get people to understand that sex is not this dirty thing that people think it is, to break off these sexual taboos, to allow for people to be to be able to express themselves in a sensual manner without as far as they are comfortable and that
Exactly.
and they can be. It's like if your feeling of sexual freedom is simply just exposing your ankles, as long as that's what you want to do and you feel comfortable doing it and no one is forcing you to do it, expose those ankles, baby. You understand? It's not about you know, complete and total nudity all the time or whatever. It is about wanting you. I always tell people all the time, I am a man and I cannot give you permission, but maybe I can give you space. And that's something that I try to do in my platform. And I love that this platform links with that because you know you know it is about getting education out there. You
That's
know,
right.
the last video you went up to either sometime today or yesterday, recently, the last one was about spicing things up in the bedroom.
Yeah,
So,
introducing new things in the bedroom.
right, introducing new things. So I'm like, I love this content. Now, I'll tell you the one thing that got me subscribing. The one thing that made me subscribe to your channel was the interview with the male escort.
Oh, yeah. Really?
I love that interview.
Really?
I love
Okay.
that interview. I love that interview. I ain't gonna like as a voyeur, knowing that being a voyeur, that is one of my major kinks. I was pissed that I couldn't see when y'all. Things get cut out and then
I had to remember YouTube has guidelines,
I
so
know, I know,
I
I know.
had to cut
I know.
it.
I know, but he's so. Yeah, anyway. Yeah, that's just. Yeah, that got nothing to do, y'all. Just go and watch the video. Just go and watch the video. That's just.
Good
But yes,
stuff, good stuff.
but yes,
Good stuff.
I totally enjoyed that because it means, you know, again, it's bringing a sense of bringing into light something that's done in the dark, in a sense. It's bringing something that people would immediately shy away from, and giving you I guess a safe way of understanding that lifestyle. That profession. So, you know, and I liked it, you know. Me personally, I like there's a show that used to show on Showtime back in the day, six episodes of this reality show called Gigolos. And I enjoyed that episode, those that series, that reality series, because it's five. It was five men. Cowboys and damn, I can't remember the name of it. No, but they basically run an escort agency, and so it's their life in and out of the bedroom. So showing how they, you know, why they're gigolos, and the fact that it's not just about sex. They had to connect with their each client. Sometimes they didn't actually find the client attractive, but they had to find something within them to that they like, because that's the job. It personalized the job for me, and it was really, really good, you know. So in a sense, you know, I like that kind of thing, and I'm definitely like I said, that was the video that made me click subscribe. That was the video.
And you know, it was very deliberate too, because a lot of times when we think of exotic dancers, we automatically think about females, you know. So I was definitely, you know, I'm all about just dealing with the more taboo things, or you know, the ones that people least expect. So I had to just highlight the male industry. So that was definitely a fun video for me too.
Oh yeah, since you
And
had to
you know,
cut
I love the excitement. I've said this. I'm here for it. I love it. I believe a woman should be pleasured from her head right down to her toes. So I'm here for
Amen. I
it.
totally agree with that. I totally agree with that. Because what one of the things that we do as erotic writers and as erotic content creators is we provide people who are unwilling or unable to they don't have the words. They don't necessarily have the words, but they want
Right.
to express. So many people have actually said to me, "Oh, I've used your poem, you know, in a, you know, like I've told I've used your poem in a situation where the girl is, you know, they like basically like foreplay, and so they literally used my poem while about to have sex, and I'm like, that's cool. Just make sure that when you know, just don't pass it off as yours, but I, you know, don't pass it off as yours. But I'm good with that. Actually, one time, I'll give you this story. One guy, a guy actually did that. He did pass it off as mine. That's his, right? But if, but he was, but he wasn't smart, because he actually took, this was years ago, when before the pandemic. He actually took the girl to one of my shows.
Wow.
So why would he
You
do
end up reading the same poem?
that?
Oh my God.
Yes.
Oh my God, he must felt like such an idiot.
I'm like, dude, no, that's for lick you. That's your business. You should have never passed it off as yours. That's your business. But yes, I mean, but yeah, but a lot of people say that to me, that they like what we do because it gives them the language that they do not yet possess.
Yep,
So,
definitely. Yeah,
I
the
love
our platforms definitely. We are the voice
it.
of the shy, the inhibited, you know, slowly but surely, some of them are coming out of their shells.
It's
Some
true.
of them, do practice a few things that we say. So, you know, you just have to keep doing what you're doing.
Yes.
Because I'm sure somewhere out there you have an impact.
Exactly. Because just like you, so many people that come to me and tell me, they like the work. Back in the day when I used to perform a lot more, I had mm-hmm. someone who looked at me and said to me, I will pay for you to come to Hawaii and perform. And I was like, yeah, I did. The unfortunate thing for that is that I was working at the time. Well, I worked for myself. Right. Now. I was working at that point in time. I was working for government, so I didn't. And I all my vacation time had already been mm-hmm. used up, so I was mm-hmm. unable to take that up. But God knows, was I able to do that? Because I wasn't going to pay anything. They were paying for the ticket. They were paying for the hotel. They were mm-hmm. paying for transportation, and they were giving me a stipend.
Wow.
And I could not do it because I was unable to leave Barbados. It was like so heart-wrenching for me. Yeah. So I'm hoping now that I'm an entrepreneur, mm-hmm. That those opportunities don't pass me by, because then I can probably plan a little bit better, since I don't have to answer to anybody else but myself. So, I for sure, I am definitely loving, like I said, I love the content, I love the books. So,
thank you. Hopefully, you'll get the fifth one, because you said bought four. It's actually five. Lockdown is the latest. Lost Love and Lockdown, which was inspired by the pandemic. So, you definitely need to check that out.
Well, I have to go look and see which one I don't have, because I think I bought that one. I have to go and see the one. If I only have four, and I know that I have that last one, so that means I missed one in my search. So I'll go and see one. I have to go and see which one. But yeah, that's basically what I was going to that last one. So it was actually inspired by pandemic, as you said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was. So.
Is it? And I'm only asking this because I've not gone there yet, and I don't want to spoil it. But is it a continuation, or is it? So are the characters the same?
No.
Right, that's why I wanted to know. Basically, since I recognized the first one and the second one was sort of like a continuation of the first one, I wondered whether each one built on the other.
No.
Okay.
You know, and you know, that's my writing style. I'm just spontaneous, because when I start writing, I don't write with a sequel in mind. So when I did Lies, Sex and Betrayal, in my mind, this is just one book. But then I started listening to the feedback of the readers, and you know, what they liked, what they didn't like, what they're complaining about, how they would have preferred. You know, everybody have their favorite character. Some team Kim, team Brianna. And they're cussing and saying, I hope she did this, did that. And I'm like, you know what? Let me just create a part two. So Temptation came about. And then, you know, the laundry, Sex, Lies, and Dirty Laundry, same thing with that. So me creating a part two or part three, multiple parts to a book, is usually just dependent on the feedback. So whether or not there will be a part two to Lockdown, I don't know.
Right.
At this point, I don't know. But yes, it was inspired by the pandemic.
Understood. I understand. Because I am literally being pulled over the coals by my readers. Mm-hmm. Because my novel, it was in 2017. And I know, and so people keep asking the same thing. What happened next? What's going on? What's going on with these people? Why is he such a dog talking about the main character? And mm-hmm. One particular beta reader, for example, wanted me to give him all of the sexually transmitted diseases on the planet.
Yeah.
All at once. Wow. Because she just hated the man. She's like, he's mm-hmm. a dog. He's a dog. I don't like him. I want you to kill him off. I'm like, but if you kill off the main character, how is the book going to continue? She ain't care. She just...
Wow. That's how you know when you're doing a really good job too.
Yeah. So because of that, I know that I've been keeping my readers. I've unfortunately done the opposite to what you've done. I wanted to write, but I for some reason my mojo was just gone. There was a lot of mental turmoil and physical stuff going on in my relationships, losing relationships, breaking up of marriages, all sorts of stuff was going on, and I was not in the mood to write. So even although I have all these years, I still have people literally threatening to lynch me because I have not written yet. Yeah, I'm like I said, I'm actually very inspired by
You
what I'm
should
reading.
tap into it.
Yeah,
You should
I'm
tap
going
into it. Hopefully, at the end of my novels, you'll find a drive to put pen to paper again.
Oh yes,
Hopefully.
please believe me, I do. Well, so what's next? I mean, granted, as you said, you're not sure if another book is coming. That's fine, but you have the brand to continue. You have your YouTube channel and all that. Basically, what's next? What are you going to be doing going forward? And what's next on your creative agenda?
What's next? I actually want to explore audiobooks. Having posted a few of the readings on Instagram, I realized that persons are fascinated with my voice and I guess just how I read the content. I guess it's different when an author reads a novel. You
Of course.
hear, we know how we want the characters to sound and, just the whole storyline. So I think I definitely want to explore audiobook. I think that's what I want to work on next. Maybe produce just one book just to see how it will do. So yeah, I think that's what I'm. It would be nice if I could add visuals to it. It would be nice, but I think that's pushing it a bit. But it would have been nice to have an audio
Nothing
visual
wrong.
kind of thing.
Listen to me. Nothing is wrong. Nothing is wrong with pushing the envelope here. Nothing is wrong with pushing the envelope. I've had people look at me and say to me, "This book should be a novel. Now, this book should be a movie. Why is this book not a movie yet?" And the only reason, to be honest, is because I looked into writing a screenplay. That thing, that fucking is hard as shit. I thought writing a novel was difficult, but writing a fucking screenplay when you don't know what, when you're like now starting, that's a whole different animal, boy. That's a whole different animal. But there's nothing wrong with pushing the envelope. So yeah, we can work, working on audio. Then who knows? We can figure out. We can figure out the visual. We can figure out the visual. Because I can tell you no. I can tell you no. We on the same wavelength. If there's any help you want from me, or we could work together to put together some sort of virtual, because everything is virtual these days until COVID starts to ease up. Until because I have a lot of Jamaican, I have a lot of Jamaican. Fans myself, and they've been begging me to come to Jamaica to read and perform, and so I could actually meet a lot of them. I have a lot of them in a WhatsApp group, so I don't know if you guys are gonna be listening, but big ups to the Erotic Empire group who's on. They have one on Instagram. I have one on a small one on Telegram and WhatsApp. So I have so multiple, but they've been begging me for years. For years, I'm supposed to like host a get together, meet and greet. I just haven't done it yet. So maybe connecting with you would be a catalyst. Because I kept saying, I will come. Just let me. I can't just come for. I can't just come just like that. I need to come. I want to come for an event. I want to come for an event. I can't just pick up and come. But if there's an event. So now COVID's happened, the event will have to be virtual, but believe me when I tell you, I have no problem thinking. I'm already thinking, what event can I do to invite you on to read your books, read something, to get both of our works, get new authors, get new listenership, get new following, because yeah, because I support. I support what I have read so far. Like I said, this bringing you on to the wet spot was a first step in that because my the podcast here is as podcasts go, just like what you said, you know, it's a little small in the global scheme of things, but the fact that it's been consistent, the fact that people are contacting me wanting to come onto the show, for example. Right, you know what I mean?
Right.
Things like that. Like when I started it just for fun. I started it for fun. People have been telling me you should do a podcast like for years and years before I actually started doing it. And now 2 years later, it's like an integral part of my life. Like I've met people that I would have never met on starting the podcast. I've seen and talked to different people. I've seen that people have dropped into my inbox and shared stories, intimate stories with me because of the content and thinking, and you know, they feel safe. And as I always say, that the Wet Spot is a safe space for sweat, tears, and sensuality. So, like, honestly, I totally agree and understand what, you know, even although you started your brand thinking one thing you've always said throughout the interview is, door is opening, another door is opening, another door is opening. Well, you know, so it just for me to encourage you that to continue to go ahead, because forgive me, I know that people who believe in the Bible are probably going to kill up, or probably going to try to lynch me for saying this, because after having, but I will counter this by saying, go and read Song of Solomon and come back to me. People are like, oh, you, but there's a scripture verse I can remember that says, a man's gift will make way for him. And I always use that when I'm encouraging creatives. A man's gifts will make way for him. And you have been proof of that. You, from 14 years old, you just said, I can do this. One thing I like about you, and you've shown me the same thing in your stories, is your tenacity, your bravery. And, you know, like at 14, as this small teenager, you know what I'm saying? Probably not 14, maybe 16 by then. But as a teenager coming up and saying, I can do this. I've never had sex in my life, but I can write this story.
And take some guts.
It does. And this is the thing. So I'm like, and I love that tenacity. I call, my name is Passion Poet for a reason. I'm passionate about everything that I do. And when I see someone who has that same tenacity, it's deep calling to deep, it's spirit calling to spirit, is a kindred spirit. So I definitely feel that with you, and definitely say for sure, if there's anything you need, if there's anything you want me to do, if you do have something on your show that you want to bring on, another voice, just message me, because I ready.
All right. You know, a YouTube collab is coming.
Of course.
I'm taking you up on that, definitely.
That's quite fine. I need to break into YouTube myself anyhow. So this is my way of doing that. I have to have no problem with that at all.
Okay, great.
Tell those who have now met you for the first time how they can find you, how they can find you, where they can get your books, all that good stuff.
Okay. You can find me, it's Denicia Green on all socials. So Instagram, Denicia_Green. YouTube, it's Denicia Green. So that's Denicia. All the books are also, if you're outside of Jamaica, you know, all the books are available on Amazon, both Kindle and paperback. So, you know, you can have it sent to you if you prefer your hard copies. Yeah. And you can pretty much connect with me by any one of those platforms. If you're interested in doing collabs or, you know, a business proposal, you can send me an email at denicia.green@gmail.com, or you can shoot me a direct message as well.
Right. So all of those things will probably be in the show notes. At the end of the, you know, or if you need to, you can always hit me up, and I can pass on that information to you as well. Denicia, it's been amazing meeting you. you are, I will say, one of my inspirations, one of my heroes, I would say, in this game, because as you say, you need to have a tenacious spirit to do what we do. And sometimes it's lonely. Sometimes, you know, writing by itself sometimes can be lonely. And even while you're putting the stuff up on, you know, the socials, you're not sure if, you know, and then of course you, I don't know how much you've been dealt with censorship, but you and I both have had to deal, I'm sure, with the censorship on Instagram and all these things. I've literally lost a whole Instagram account that had to start fresh because of you know, Instagram censorship. And that was even before it was taken up by Facebook. So, you know, we need each other, darling. We need each other.
Trust me. It's a journey.
But like I said, I am very, very grateful to have met you, and I'm very grateful to be, because I'll tell you this, I read for a living, right? I am an editor by profession. Now that I've left corporate Barbados, I've started Passionate Words Editing Services now for a year. So we've just passed a year old. And so I read for a living. What that means is reading for pleasure is something that I don't really do anymore, because I'm spending so much time in people's books and having to be digging into their, you know, their punctuation and all that. When I'm done, I wanna vegetate. So I wanna watch something.
And that's understandable.
I wanna vegetate, but your books have brought me to the place of reading for pleasure again.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
I have sat and devoured that book, that first book. I sat and I devoured it in a day and a half. And yeah, the only reason I've not gone farther in the second book so far is because the Wet Spot comes out on Sundays and I spend most of my day promoting the you know, and trying to get people to listen to the episode. So, but yeah. And I have to go back to work tomorrow. So in a sense, I gotta try to pull myself away from your book to go back to work.
Yeah.
Take your time.
No rush. No rush.
But yes, I am totally enthralled by your writing style. I love how the word, everything weaves together. The characters are human. The characters are developed. They don't, you know, I just like my character Rain. I seriously detested Alex at the end of that first book. Alex, I was like, what the f-? I was like, what the fuck? If you want to know what I'm talking about, you need to go and get this
book. Go get the book.
But Alex, bitch. Nasty bitch, man.
Go get the book. Tell them to comment whether they're Team Brianna or Team Kim.
It's true. I ain't sure where I am yet. I finished one, but I ain't sure. I can't answer that yet. But yes, so thank you once again. Like I said, this has been an amazing interview. You are always welcome to return when you have something that is major that you wanna broadcast, you wanna come, you know, a new book drops or something major that you wanna talk about, you can always come back and tell us about it on this show.
Okay. Thank you. It was a pleasure.
No problem. So
should I leave you with a little reading or not?
Yes. Here am I about to go and shut my show and forget that. how am I? No. Sorry. Go right ahead, my dear. I'm sorry. Mm-mm, let me catch up now. Go ahead.
No, let me. Because you know I'll go on and on. Okay. So I'm gonna be reading from the new novel, Lost Love and Lockdown. I breathed a sigh of relief as I pulled into the driveway, then sighed again as I thought about entering the house. I secretly hoped that my wife would not find anything to quarrel about since she was still in a mood when I left this morning. Can you imagine psyching yourself up to enter your own home? The fucking pandemic caused this. I have been home and in her presence way too much. I didn't hate my wife, I just needed a break from her. I longed for a change of scenery. I longed for more moments like that with Ashley. As I turned the keys into the doorknob, I took a deep breath before entering. Yes, were the sounds that greeted me as I entered. I paused for a moment because I was taken aback by the sounds I heard. Was my wife watching porn? Was this a newly discovered hobby because she has never done this in my presence? I hope to God it was porn because I couldn't imagine anything else. There was no way on earth my wife could be cheating on me, and I didn't know. She wasn't even the type to do that. She loved me too much. I was her one and only. The next series of moans jolted me back to reality. What in the actual fuck was going on in this house? I felt a sudden lump in my throat. I loosed my tie and unbuttoned the first two buttons because it was suddenly hard to breathe. I honestly wasn't even sure if I should proceed toward the room. I wasn't prepared for what I may uncover because those moans sounded really intense. I have not heard her like that since the initial stages of our marriage, and that had been several years. I closed the door gently behind me and lightly walked up the stairs. Her moans grew louder and more intense. It sounded like she was about to have multiple waves of orgasms. I haven't been able to give her that in quite some time. I felt a mixture of rage and jealousy surge through my body. Some bastard was up here ramming his cock in my fucking wife while I was supposed to be at work. How long was this fucking shit going on? I was so angry, but I couldn't even react because I felt like I was more about to die from a heart attack before even opening the door. Breathing became insanely difficult as I neared the door. My hands trembled as I attempted to open the room door. I pulled back and tried to settle my breathing. How long was this going on? Was this why we only had sex once monthly? She was content because she had another man all this time. How could she do this to me? After all I've done for her, what an ungrateful bitch. This is what happened while I worked to clothe her and put food on the table. How dare her accuse me of fucking other women when she has been doing the same thing? How could she? I felt tears building up. Her moans were now guttural. The louder her moans, the more I felt the tears. I love the way you eat my pussy. And I love the way you taste, another voice spoke. A voice that surprised me more than the fact that my wife was cheating. And I'm gonna leave it right there.
Wow. Now, you see, this is why she's a storyteller, right? That is called a cliffhanger. For those of you who don't know, that's called a cliffhanger. So, yeah, that means now I gotta skip to the end. No, I'm gonna go in order.
Yes, you need to finish Temptation. Finish Temptation. Then you can maybe read Lockdown before
Yeah.
Laundry, if you wish, because they're two different storylines.
Understood. Wow, Denise, that was amazing. Thank you once again. And all I can say is, once again, just continue to do what you're doing. Consistency has been working for you. And I'm looking forward to working with you going forward, you know? So, yeah, you are a
I'm
company.
looking forward to it as well.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me.
No problem whatsoever. This has been Passion Poet. I'm looking for my lotion, my lube. Because
Enjoy,
Right.
enjoy. I think you need to throw a Dark Knight, one of the male
Ooh.
masturbator, in that as well.
Yes. All right. I definitely will go back and look at those things. Definitely. This has been Passion Poet. This has been another episode of The Wet Spot. We've been talking to Denicia Green, author of several steamy books of debauchery. That's all I can put them as. But honestly, I am definitely impressed, and I know you will be. So this has been Passion Point once again. Thank you so much for being on the show. See you next week. Later.
Bye.
This has been another episode of The Wet Spot. I am your host, Passion Poet. You can contact us at the Wet Spot Podcast at gmail.com. That's the Wet with two T's Spot Podcast at gmail.com. Or you can check us out on our Instagram page, the.wet with two T's dot spot dot podcast. I know it's a mouthful. I'll say it again. The dot wet two T's dot spot dot podcast. That's our Instagram page. If you wish, you can contact me, Bajan Passion Poet, on Instagram at Bajan.passionpoet at Bajan, Bajan dot passionpoet on Instagram. Thank you once again for being a part of our show. See you next time. Let's get wet.